Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Police in California say they found the gunman who killed 10 people during Lunar New Year celebrations Saturday night, and he is no longer a threat. Correspondent Danya Backus reports from Monterey Park.
Authorities confirmed that the suspect is dead after he apparently shot and killed himself inside the van.
During the search, several pieces of evidence were found inside the van linking the suspect to both locations in Monterey Park in Alhambra.
Earlier, law enforcement said the gunman who opened fire at the Star Dance Studio may have tried and failed to unleash more deadly violence at a second dance hall in nearby Alhambra.
We found out this weekend that the FBI spent 13 hours on Friday searching President Biden's Delaware home. Correspondent Adriana Diaz says they found more documents with classified markings.
Sources tell CBS News that the FBI search was agreed upon ahead of time, and a written consent form was even signed by a representative of the president. We're told a form is standard practice for a search of this kind. Now the total number of classified documents is between 25 and 30.
And the Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin, says Mr. Biden should be embarrassed by the entire situation. Hundreds paid tribute at Graceland to the late daughter of Elvis Presley. Mourners remembered Lisa Marie Presley as an old soul who endured tragedy but preserved. CBS's Elise Preston is in Memphis.
After the service, mourners paid their respects in Graceland's meditation garden, where Lisa Marie, her father, and son are all laid to rest. Lisa Marie dedicated her life to preserving Elvis's legacy. She is survived by her mother and three daughters.
Lisa Marie Presley was 54 years old. Get ready to pay more if you're planning to mail a card or a letter. Correspondent Wen Gillette explains.
Blame it on inflation. The cost of a first-class forever stamp is ticking up 3 cents. You'll now pay 63 cents instead of 60 cents. And more increases are ahead. The post office warns you can expect price adjustments twice a year in the future. The uptick was approved in November. Prices are also going up for domestic and international postcards, international letters, and one-ounce metered mail. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Nearly 250 million people live in Pakistan, and most of them are without power right now. Pakistan's Federal Energy Ministry says a major breakdown of the country's national grid is causing nationwide cuts. Major cities, including Karachi and Islamabad, have been in the dark. Officials say some of the grid is just starting to come back online. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio, streaming 24/7 at
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's honestly, it's almost like there is, and who is it, Aaron? Who is pulling the strings that's saying, all right, now Joe Biden is done. He served his purpose. We got the Democrats, you know, in charge in the White House, at least. We've gotten through the midterms, and, you know, the Republicans really only took the House. Now he's done, and they're over him. But who's doing that? I think that's the big question so many people have, right?
No.
Lara Trump. Lara Trump, forensic expert.
She's soothing.
I did make Frank Luguzzi laugh really hard when I called her Jessica Fletcher.
Well,
wondered when she studied at Quantico.
She is the Jessica Fletcher of Mar-a-Lago.
She's okay. She also went on to say, this is who set Biden up? Who's everyone wonders, is it Obama? Is it Ron Klain?
Nobody's wondering.
We don't know, but it does show us that these Democrats are basically complicit with the downfall of America. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden is up there doing everything he can to destroy the greatness of our country. And what are they going to do now that they're done with him as a useful idiot? They will discard him. So Rudy Giuliani and Representative Rapey McForehead, Matt Gaetz have floated conspiracy
inside
theories.
Job.
Right. That it's a something, get rid of Biden
they're
thing,
dumb.
Set up something. Okay. By the way, speaking of Frank Luguzzi, did not get... By the way, if you missed that interview, how would I hear the interview with Frank Luguzzi?
It is going to be featured in today's Happy Hour Extra in your podcast feed.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. He said, so much for the she's not my type defense. Trump mistook photo of E. Jean Carroll for ex-wife Marla Maples in deposition. That was a...
Oops.
Moment. He said she's not my type, and then... The lawyer showed him a picture, and he said, "Yeah, that's my wife, Marla Maples." And she said, "No, that's E. Jean Carroll, who is apparently not your type." Okay. What? Okay. Meanwhile, back on Earth One, Jim Clyburn about what did President Biden say? There's no there.
Yes.
What do we keep saying about this classified?
Right.
To begin with. I think all of us are concerned about this. The president has expressed concern about the handling of this as well. I don't think that any one of us believe that he packed up his boxes himself to move out of his office. And as you know, I just left my whip office. A lot of boxes were packed up. I think I may have packed one of them. So you have no idea. Who may have put what in what boxes.
Can I just say, I've never been able to afford anyone to pack my boxes, but I'm trying to feng shui since Fanny Sitka's moving in, girlfriend's moving in. So you would not believe the boxes I have in my attic. It is really pathetic. Like, you know, trophies from when I was 8. Who knows? I don't know who packed those boxes. I'm going to point the finger at my mother. I don't know.
Costumes?
Essays from fourth grade. I don't know why I have these things.
Do you have your Torn Between Two Lovers costumes?
I might. I'm going to go
Wait,
up there.
What?
Yeah.
You don't know the story?
No.
Oh, that
this
was the,
like an old
the, that was the first skit. That was the first skit I did in high school. My mom ripped
Well, she
like
sewed
10 dresses up the front and down the back, and then she sewed them back together. So every time the chorus torn between two lovers, a boy would come out from each side and rip one side of the dress off, and it got. It was the triumph of the DeSales Catholic High School.
When did that song come out?
Skit thing.
When was that song big?
Listen, my point is, that was my first laugh. And my mother, who turns 100 on Sunday, I am flying on a red eye Saturday night.
So you're singing that
and
song?
Home and home Sunday night for my mother's 100th birthday. And that was my mom. She sewed all of my costumes. I wanted to be a bush one year. And I don't know whether that was a precursor of my lesbian leanings.
A bush?
A bush.
A bush.
She went out and got actual leaves and branches and sewed them on a pantyhose, a giant pantyhose.
So she indulged you?
Yes.
Okay.
She so this wrapped me in aluminum when I wanted to be Joan of Arc. And then I was late to school because I couldn't sit down on the bus. So I gave the teacher the late slip on the end of my sword as Joan of Arc. That got my second biggest laugh.
Were you lit on fire?
No, I didn't go. I wasn't that realistic.
Okay.
So like I wasn't that committed to character.
In the mid-90s, your mom sewed a Torn Between Two Lovers outfit for
right.
you to perform at school.
Because I'd heard it, right, on the oldies station. Because I graduated
in the mid-90s.
High school in 99? 99, didn't I? I think that's when it was. Uh-huh. All right, let's move on. Let's talk to our sweaty church.
You're not sure, are you?
You don't know what year you graduated.
You're not sure.
Lucretia, I guess
I know
I am.
Year I
graduated in 1999.
It's too bad you're...
That's why I remember, you know, Lucretia, the Prince song always sticks in my head, because I partied like it was 1999, because I was... That's the year I graduated high school.
Was it your theme song at your high school graduation?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hi, Lucretia.
Oh, wow. What the hell is going on?
We're taking the temperature of your relative sweatiness and whoredom this morning. How are you?
Well, I am doing... Excellent. How are you guys doing?
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Well, hello.
Yes. Meow.
Much like George Santos, your chiffon is wet?
Oh, my God. Yes. And speaking of which, that's where I was going with it. I'm in such a good mood that I wanted to talk about Katara Ravache. Oh. And so towards the end of the show, when you guys were playing the song, I'm sitting there dying laughing at you, Stephanie, when you were sort of saying, this eyelash and sequence looks suspicious. Is this on his campaign expense? And I laughed so hard.
Yes.
I was gasping for air. But I would love to see that be his walk-on song while he's walking to the floor to present a BS bill that won't pass.
Yes.
But I will.
Thank
I will
you for appreciating You know what? Not since DeSales Catholic High School have I gotten the respect I deserve from my comedic genius. Like, for instance, earlier this morning, Lucretia, when I said G-Man Frank Lagoozy and then G-Spotman Hal Sparks and John Fugles. See? Big laugh from normal people.
Because she's a whore.
You big slugs.
And she's giggly.
She's a giggly whore.
All right. No, that is Jenny from Baltimore is the giggly whore.
Yeah, Jenny from Baltimore. Get it.
This
right.
is the sweaty church whore.
Oh, so she's just sweating right now.
Yes.
She's laughing because it's just
all
right. rolling off.
I love you, Lucretia.
I love you, too. Oh, and right quick, can you guys play like a snippet from that song anytime there's any George Santos news?
Yes.
My
she would like Chiffon is Wet.
I mean,
sweaty church whore. And she knows from Wet.
I still want them to loop this over.
You know from Wet because there's some whores up in this house, aren't there, Lucretia?
Oh, yeah. And fun fact, I own that 45, too.
There's some whores in this house.
Did you make my Allie Alexander Stephanie Miller bump yet? Calling me a whore?
Whore!
Travis will do it. Yeah. George Santos, everybody. Do they play this when he comes down the aisle of Congress?
He lip syncs to this.
Okay. All right. Uncle Gary's here, everyone. Hi, Uncle Gary. Hi.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
I absolutely adore you, you know.
Love you back.
Hello, can you hear me? How's my audio?
It's good.
It's fantastic. Go ahead.
It's okay?
Yes.
Okay, well, great. Well, listen, I wanted to, and I'm going to try to get through this call without sobbing all over, tears of joy all over my Starbucks napkins, because I want to congratulate you and your mother. I'm a mama's boy who was raised in the ghetto before it became the hood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if there's anything that's going to get me sentimental is that And I just wanted, I had some more than one point, but I'll just do this for today and call back with the other one. But I will say this much. Congratulations. And I've adored you ever since your days on CNN when I was first exposed to you.
Oh,
I said, oh, my goodness, that is one bad A white chick.
Thank you.
Don't mess with her because she got one hand in her pocket and another holding Mama's Progressive bottle of wine.
Okay.
So let's celebrate, okay, my sister?
All right. Thank you, my brother, Uncle Gary. He's the one-legged gay black man on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What? One-legged?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why do I still hear the sexolette? Since is that a flashback?
It doesn't stop.
Or is the
once
audio
it gets in
bleeding?
Your head.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I thought I was going insane.
That's only in your head.
All right, Sue in Rockville. Hi, Sue. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Let me make sure I wish your mother a spectacular birthday, safe travels.
Thank you.
And that is just an awesome, awesome accomplishment. Wow.
I know.
Listen, you know, George Santos is just jealous of people like you. I mean, you're an EGOT winner, right? You won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Sure, I did.
You know, you're up in that rarefied air, and, you know, people around you, Chris and Travis, just jealous of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, Travis.
Yeah.
I am?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Anyway, here's the thing I do want to say. As far as Republicans, you know, no matter how low the bar of decency goes, they manage to slither right under it again.
Yep.
And when you ask them, have you no decency, you know, at long last, any decency at all, they stomp on a kitten and say, are you kidding? We're just going to increase the taxes by 30%. You know, what?
I'm still waiting because yesterday's story about the stealing, George Santos stealing money from the dying dog, the veteran's dying dog, and then it. Oh, he stole the roommate's scarf to go to the riot with. And I'm going to say...
He stole the roommate's scarf to go to the Stop the Steal rally. So that's the irony there.
The riot.
Yeah.
Anyway, I see what you're saying. But my point is, I'm going to say the story today, Sue, is he stopped at St. Jude's and he strangled a cancer kid with a scarf.
Well, listen, Trump steals from kids' cancer charities.
There you go.
It's right in line with the Republican ethos.
Yeah.
You know, they are desperate because if they lose Santos and now one of their congressmen, I mean, I hope he gets well. He fell off a ladder, Studi.
He fell off a roof, Greg, I guess. Studi. Yeah. He's
so
one of the guys that voted against the, you know, to overturn the government. So he's, you know, he's in the Kevin caucus, right? You know,
that's right. So if they lose both of those votes because they also passed their bill to not allow voting by proxy. So if you're not on the House floor, you don't get a vote. And that gap gets real narrow, even more narrow real fast if they lose two more votes. So McCarthy and the Republicans will do anything to hold on to him.
That's right. And Clyde agrees.
And that's disgusting.
And Clyde is a himbo. Well, Clyde's a himbo. Karen in Chicago.
He is a himbo.
George Santos just did the dog door by himself. He's a smart himbo. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hi, good morning. I don't want us to go long, but I just want to say, Frank Saguzzi, you know, when he says accountability is not enough, I completely agree. But let's start. Let's start knocking these people down at the top levels of the insurrection and then just work our way down. Because right now we have members of Congress who asked for pardons for their role in the sedition. Okay. And I mean, and now they're holding us hostage with this debt ceiling.
They're currently securing the homeland. By the way, Clyde really seems like he wants to say something to you. He did not enjoy being called a himbo, Chris LeBoy.
He's a himbo.
He's so smart.
He's cute, but really stupid.
He is not.
He's more of a
twink. Already learned the dog door. I'm sorry, Karen. We're having a family fight. Go ahead.
No, he's very handsome and romantic. Thank you.
And athletic. Okay, go ahead.
And athletic, yes. No, but I mean, really, these guys are terrorists. They have, you know, said how much they love Putin and they're willing to side with Putin over democracy. I mean, I just don't know what they're waiting for.
Yeah.
There's clearly stuff that these people have done, criminal acts that they felt that they needed a pardon for.
Yep.
I just wish that they would move with the speed at which they moved on, you know, Biden's documents.
Right.
And
it means that the coup was successful. If the people that tried to overthrow the government are now running it, it means basically they achieved their goals if there's no accountability.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, love you guys. Have a happy birthday to your mummy.
Thank you.
And thank you on Monday.
And boo, 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 foo,
love
foo,
you guys.
Yes, love you too. Boo, 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 foo, 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 foo. Okay. Oh, Earth One, while we're still here, Jim Clyburn, real quick. Representative Clyburn.
These things were self-reported.
Thank you.
It wasn't in the archives looking for stuff, issuing subpoenas, trying to get stuff. He never claimed they were his to own. These things sometimes happen, and we don't always respond appropriately because it's always hindsight being 2020.
Yep. And then he announced he's riding with Biden.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Morning Joe actually did a piece on how they keep underestimating Biden at his two-year mark, and he keeps kicking their ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hope he will announce to do so. I will leave it up to him as to what the timing ought to be. But I'm all in for President Biden. I think he's demonstrated in these 2 years, soon to be 2 years, that he is deserving of reelection. And I do believe he will be reelected, irrespective of who the Republicans may put up.
Thank you, Jim Clyburn.
Yeah.
All right. John, our first G-man, G-spot man, John Fugelsang, coming up in a few minutes.
You're a himbo, too.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by not just my cozier pajama, my cozier sheets. They're on my bed and my, because I, you know, listen, sometimes the guy that owns the show comes and stays.
Stop by.
My best friend Wanda's staying with me right now. You got to have the cozier sheets on the extra bed. Don't be a cozier sheet hog.
Are you like actually making money on the side using this place as like a hostel or an Airbnb?
It's a hostel.
Whoa.
No, it's not. You know why? It's because of my cozier sheets.
It's soft.
Yes. The softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. Cozier only uses the best luxury materials. You can feel it. The finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. Elpo's favorite things, 5 years in a row. Mm-hmm. That's cray. Right? Cozier bedding comes in six awesome colors. Super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating. I love their pajamas. The new bath towels. Check them out. OMG. Hurry. Save 35% on Cozy Earth right now. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter the promo code Stephanie. Save 35%. CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Stephanie.
This whole place just feels like a warm blanket.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Genucel New Year's clearance event. For a limited time, save over 70% off Genucel's most popular package and take care of all your skincare needs. Turn back the clock with Genucel skincare and you can look 5, 10, even 15 years younger. Watch those fine lines, forehead wrinkles, sagging jawline, dark masks, skin redness, even those under-eye bags gone right before your eyes. Genucel works for women and men, safe for all skin types, perfect for skin of any age. And with its immediate effects, Genucel promises results that will make you smile, guaranteed, or 100% of your money back. Right now, get Genucel's customer favorite deep firming vitamin C serum absolutely free in every most popular package. Hydrate your skin while restoring that vibrant glow. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Enter that code Stephanie at checkout. Every order placed is automatically upgraded to free shipping for the new year. Don't wait. Visit Genucel.com/Stephanie. That's GenuCel.com/Stephanie.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
sucks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors, in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
How dare you say Clyde will get by on his looks? He is very smart. He already got the dog door, and the dog door weighs as much as he does.
He tried to eat my pen.
Yeah, he tries to eat my highlighter. Oh. I'm like, that's where mommy does the work to pay for the kibble.
That's
don't
not
eat
smart.
The highlighter.
That's
he
not
barrels
smart.
The door full speed.
I got him that new calming bed yesterday. It's a shag rug. Right. Yeah, and he started to eat it. But then he stopped.
See, he'll get by on his looks.
Well, you know, that's as the genetically blessed do. Like Hal Sparks and John Fugles.
He's yes. fighting with the air right now.
Hal and John are also smart, just because they're pretty. Stop underestimating all the himbos involved in this show.
Speaking of pretty.
Oh, by the way, do you have Sugar Sugar? We have to do an update on QAnon Riverdale. What's going on? Yesterday on Patreon show, we covered that Reggie and Q, who is...
Matt.
Yeah, right. Matt Gaetz. Representative Ray B. McForehead, who we also think is Reggie. He and QAnon Betty,
yes.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, are no longer friends. Betty and Veronica, as we know, are also no longer friends.
Right.
They got in a fight in the girls' bathroom.
Yes.
At the Capitol, as you do when you're grown congresswomen. Okay. Oh, in fact, let's skip to 12. Here's QAnon Veronica.
Telling the story to Dana Loesch.
Yes, filling the tea to Dana Loesch.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I was going to ask you right out of the gate, what the hell goes on in the ladies' bathroom?
Okay, so I actually kind of love that that story came out because of how I was quoted. So, yeah, I mean, we're talking in the congressional ladies' bathroom. I'm there with Ana Paulina Luna. And, you know, people are upset about what's going on in the speaker's race. It had been a couple of days. We were not electing Kevin McCarthy. We hadn't received the concessions that we wanted. And my colleague from Georgia, the gentlewoman from Georgia, came up and started, you know, being kind of nasty about it.
Okay. And then we're going to get to parts 2 and 3. Of QAnon Betty and Veronica's fight.
Yes.
She said, I told her, don't be ugly. Too late for Marge.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh.
Kind of
come
hard.
On. That was the funniest thing Ellie Mastal ever said when he called Marjorie Taylor Greene unfrozen caveman congresswoman.
She has a thick brow.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's funny. Okay. And then John Fugelsang will break up the girl fight.
Yes.
Next.
Yes.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. Police in California find the man who opened fire, killing 10 people at a Monterey Park dance hall during Lunar New Year celebrations. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna.
The suspect has been identified as Hu Can Tran. He is a 72-year-old male Asian.
Investigators say he took his own life as officers approached his van. More Democrats are calling out President Biden for mishandling sensitive documents. More turned up in a Friday FBI search of his home in Delaware. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
They took away six more items marked classified, for now a total of about 25 to 30 documents found.
Mourners pay respect to Lisa Marie Presley at Graceland during a Sunday memorial.
This is like our Elvis, so it's heartwarming to be able to experience this.
The 54-year-old died January 12th. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council. Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
And no one else had been nasty about it. Everyone had been very professional. I have seen, it was the most organized I have seen Congress since I've been there in 2 years. We had debate on the House floor, 434 members of Congress present. We were engaging in conversations. Relationships were being built and strengthened on both sides of the aisle. It was incredible. And so when she started going after me, I looked at her and said, don't be ugly.
Because you guys were kind of like BFFs there for a while, weren't you? Or no? But, is that just because, you know, the media was like, look, two women in Congress at the same time?
I think the media saw two women in Congress. You know, there was nothing against her. We travel in the same circles. Right.
have the same crazy policy circle. Views on a lot of things, not everything, but on many things.
Right.
Cat lady, you remember the cat? No, I just want a cat. Okay. That was QAnon Veronica spilling all the tea on QAnon Betty to Dana Loesch.
As you do.
Okay. She's not done. Hang on. Oh. The rest of the story.
Yeah, looked at her, said, I don't have time for this. I said, don't be ugly. And that's something that my granny used to say to me when I was being a brat.
It's like the most inoffensive thing you could say, I think,
she'd say, don't be ugly. And
probably
so
how I would have responded.
Yeah, granny told me that a lot, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't imagine you not being
it's like
brat.
Sounds like a Coloradan version of Bless Your Heart.
Right, yes.
Right? It's what it sounds like.
Lauren, you're being ugly. Okay. I left and went back to work. But, gosh, what an amazing first week.
Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of cats. You're all equally awful. You know, if I could count the amount of times that I have seen John Fugel saying, stop a girl fight before it turns to porn, because nobody wants to see that.
With Fugel saying. With John Fugel saying.
Oh, hi, John. Hi. Hi. I've seen you, they were fighting over you, the girls, but you've pulled a lot of women apart. And
you're confusing me with Mr. Sparks. I'm the one the damaged Catholics go to. But I really hope they can resolve this before both of them go to live the rest of their lives on Michelle Bachmann Island. Because you know how this ends.
Right.
They're all going to go live on Michelle Bachmann Island together.
Good morning, sir.
First
of all, I thought of my friend Stephen Stills first. I thought of you second. I know how many times you had David Crosby on. And he just could not have. I didn't know him as well as you did, but he just could not have been nicer and obviously just a musical giant. But I was just curious your thoughts because I know you spent a lot of time with him.
Yeah, I loved him. The first time I ever saw David perform, I was a kid working as a seat filler at the Grammys, and he sang backup for Phil Collins on Another Day in Paradise because his harmonies were so great and he lent his voice to so many other people's records. He did my show, I don't know how many hundreds of times. I mean, during the pandemic, he was coming on every week in the first few months of it. Yeah. I have so many stories about David. I love David. David came on stage with us. We did a show right after Trump was elected. We did a show at Caroline's, and it was I got Rosie O'Donnell to come Judah and Judy Gold. And Kroz was doing Fallon. When he got off the Tonight Show, he walked across Times Square, came to Caroline's, sat in the front row. The whole crowd couldn't believe he was there. I got him on stage, and he sat there for 25 minutes on stage with me, and we just talked. And he was a great rock on tour. I begged him to do a spoken word tour. At one point, he just said he can declare for a fact that Donald Trump has never made a woman experience real pleasure in her entire life, and the crowd went crazy. And later that night, he stole my wife's vape pen, and that's David.
That's on brand.
Listen, here's the thing. There's a great movie made. A.J. Eaton did a film that Cameron Crowe produced called Remember My Name. It came out 3 years ago. We did a town hall in front of an audience with David and Cameron Crowe. We're going to air that again tonight because the film is a great tribute to him. And we played nothing but his music last night with the Birds and, of course, with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And I also want to point out, although obituaries say he's in the Hall of Fame twice, but as I said to Stephen on our show, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young is a totally different band and deserves to be in the Hall of Fame again. David almost did the Sexy Liberal show twice, but then he had some heart problems. Yeah. You might remember that 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And so much great music. And he's released 5 great albums in the last 8 years. And I think people should listen to his newer stuff because that's what he was so proud of. I don't know. I'm in LA next week, and I was going to go up to Santa Barbara and visit him and his wife Jan.
Yeah.
And it's amazing he made it to 81.
Yeah.
The abuse he put himself through, and he did it because of love and creativity. That's how he lived so long.
Yeah. I just have little memory, but oh my God, you've I'm sure been to the Greek many times here in LA, but it's just such a gorgeous outdoor theater. And so I got to watch Crosby, Stills, and Nash from backstage because of Stephen. But I just was saying, there's some things that you never get out of your head, and David's hair flying back, like watching him play from that close. And then also just finding out how nice he was and down to earth in person. I mean, that's the only time I think I ever met him, in person, but just amazing.
And he was fearless. I saw him at town hall once, And he did. He came out at the first act just like wearing jeans and a T-shirt. And then after intermission, he came out on stage wearing a suit and tie. Like you just you could never tell where he was going to go. And just the creativity and, you know, I'm shocked at how sad it makes me because he was 81. He lived a lot longer than anyone ever thought he would live. And yeah. But it really gets to me because after a while they become a friend and he's someone who is just such an original thinker. And I'm grateful we got to be alive when he was making music.
You were profound on Twitter just about, you know, in general. You said when we're old and dying and our lives are flashing before our eyes, it's going to be a drag to watch the parts where everybody screamed about the debt ceiling. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that's the GOP, right? That's the party of Diamond Dash.
Yeah.
You know, the party that says government doesn't work won't stop trying to prove it. And in their midterm campaigns, what were they talking about? Fighting inflation, right?
Right.
Immigration, crime, wokeness, mm-hmm. Energy independence, whatever nonsense they were saying. They never talked about the deficit. They never talked about balancing a budget. They never talked about cutting Social Security or Medicare. Don't trust any politician who says things like entitlements, okay?
Yes.
They call them entitlements so they don't have to call them earned benefits. Or my favorite thing they're saying now, reforms to mandatory spending programs. All you got to remember, friends, is this number. You ready? 1873. 18, the number of times they raised the debt limit under Reagan. Mm-hmm. 7, the number of times they raised it under Bush. And 3, the number of times they raised the debt limit under Donald Trump.
Yeah.
They are liars. And again, the Wall Street donors who own them aren't amused by this.
Yeah.
This is not going to end well for Kevin McCarthy. And it's possible the Nazi clot caucus is doing this just to move him out of the speaker's seat.
Ooh.
Even earlier.
Ooh. You tweeted back at Jim Jordan tweeted, student loan, quote unquote, forgiveness will benefit wealthy elites. Once again, Joe Biden forgets about real America. And you said real America chose the Democratic candidate for president 7 of the last 8 elections. Mm-hmm. Also, wealthy elites don't have student loan debt, you godless knob. Yes. I just like when you call people godless knobs. Yeah. That's,
well, you know, there's godless knobs and then there's Jim Jordan. And, you know, I should have been like Jim and just look the other way. But instead, I chose to intervene.
Okay. You also tweeted, science never made me doubt the existence of God, but wealthy televangelists do. Yes. We were just talking this week because of, you know, also Lisa Marie Presley. Just these anti-vaxxers, we are never going to be rid of them. Any celebrity death, I'm sure they're probably already said it about David Crosby. It's just,
I know.
Insane.
I knew by midnight. They say, well, he was 81 years old and was a drug addict for decades. It must be the COVID vaccine.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And the same with Lisa Marie.
Yeah.
And, you know, when Midwin Charles died almost 2 years ago, that's what they did all day for Midwin. And none of these people cared about Midwin. None of these people care about Lisa Marie. None of these people care about David. You know, look, I'm all for questioning authority. I'm all for questioning Big Pharma. But science is science, and it works. And you're going to hear, for all the anti-vax propaganda you hear, we're not losing 3,000 people a day anymore.
Yeah.
The hospitals are not overflowing anymore. There's not a freezer truck outside Mount Sinai a few blocks from my place anymore.
Yeah.
For all the bodies. The vaccines work. Are they perfect? No. But they keep people out of the hospital. And right now, with the COVID surge, 90% of the deaths are people over 65. So, you know, it's still bad. We're not out of it yet. But again, man, it's just they're hijacking the whole thing for their anti-vaccine program. And, you know, they care about themselves. It's just they care about themselves and not other people. You know this.
I love when you my personal comedy, Jesus, bitch slap someone with the Bible on Twitter, as he does.
Yes.
Dave tweeted, if caring for the poor is following Jesus, doesn't it make sense that the government we elect should also care for the poor on our behalf collectively? You said, why, it's almost like you're talking about a government based on actual Christian values.
Uh-huh.
Well,
imagine
that's what makes me stabby. Yeah, here's the deal. I've had it with these people. Yeah, well, Jesus said help the poor, but never said the government should pick my pocket. Never said the government should hold a gun to my head and force me to blah, 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 blah. No, you revolting fake Christian Satan. Here's the deal. In Matthew 25, Jesus says, individuals and nations, very important, individuals and nations will be judged by how they take care of the poor, take care of the sick, are kind to those in prison, and welcome the stranger. That's four things the Republican Party can't stand.
Yeah.
And Jesus is the guy who says to pay your taxes. That's render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's.
Yeah.
So again, it's like, I'd love to have a government based on Christian values, but these guys would call it socialism.
Yeah. And also, just, you know, that you keep calling out racism on Twitter. You just said, I don't know if Ron DeSantis is racist, but he sure wants the racist to think he's racist. Mm-hmm. Also, he's a godless, soulless racist.
Yes, and he is. And we're finally beginning to talk about what a godless racist Ron DeSantis is, because his fake Christianity is inseparable from his racism, from the wall, from his mean, cruel stunt, lying to migrants to get them on a plane so he can use COVID funds to dump them on the Republican governor of Massachusetts. Lies and a stunt, and they weren't even from his state. But here's the deal. Florida, and I love Florida. I have two parents buried there. Yeah. Florida has 3 days on their calendar that are state holidays to celebrate slavery. They have Confederate Memorial Day, that's a state holiday, Robert E. Lee's birthday, and Jefferson Davis's birthday. Right now, in this century, three different state holidays to celebrate white supremacist rape, murder, enslavement, but no state holiday for Juneteenth.
Yeah.
3 days to celebrate slavery, yeah. No days to celebrate the end of slavery, and Ron's out here smugly saying that systemic racism is a myth. It's like he keeps proving why it's real. The very people who are trying to ban what they call critical race theory are proving critical race theory right. They're trying to keep children from learning the truth because they don't want the children of racists to know about what their grandparents did.
Yeah. Speaking of, I love this in terms of racism, Jack Posobiec, he's the right wing, whatever, just said Derek Chauvin did not murder George Floyd. And you just said that moment when your racism is stronger than your own eyes. I mean, yeah.
But again, that's how you spot a racist in America right now. They're not wearing hoods and burning crosses. Those are bigots. I'm talking to racists, and they're the people who are more upset about Colin Kaepernick's knee than Derek Chauvin's. Yeah. And they're out there defending him. They're out there trying to put the victim on trial. And, you know, it's like, I've had it, Steph.
It's always the hypocrisy, right? The George Santos is a drag queen story this week. We don't care if you're a drag queen. We're not the people trying to ban drag performers or drag shows. So you're only ones that would think it's bad, but, you know, or a scandal.
Look at all the violence. Look at all the violence they've exposed drag performers to by all of this rhetoric. You know, look, George Harrison said, as long as you hate, there will be someone to hate. And they know they can't hate on gay people anymore in polite society. So they'll go after transgender children, transgender soldiers, and drag queens. They'll try to find any scapegoats they can get away with, right? Yeah. It's harder with Muslims these days. Oh, but illegal immigrants, we can go after them. So they go after these drag queens for months and months and months and lie and smear. And now suddenly, yeah, one of their own in their midst. But it just kind of proves they don't actually care about drag queens. They don't care about anything. They don't care about abortion. They don't care about illegal immigration. They don't care about inflation or the deficit. They care about their own power and rewarding their donors. That's the point we have to hammer home to our Republican loved ones and coworkers and friends. They don't mean anything they say.
Yeah. We've had some off-air conversations about our parents because you went through, I was with you when you went through just a really just horrible, painful period as people do that have older parents. My mom's turning 100 Sunday. I'm flying back just for her birthday. In and out, same day, 3,000 miles. But she's 100 with Alzheimer's. And, anyway, you were my role model. I have to tell you that. You were really my personal comedy Jesus, how you dealt with loved your parents to the end.
Thank you for that. Look, my mom was a geriatric nurse. And so growing up, whenever somebody in the family was dying, they came to live with us. Yeah. So I was around a lot of home hospice and I got very comfortable with it. And I was there in the room for a lot of deaths. And I made 50 trips to Asheville in 4 years. Yeah. I was going down every 3 to 4 weeks. And I so admire what you're doing. You know, anyone who's had a parent who's dying knows it doesn't matter what toll it takes on you. Love is a thing you do, not a thing you feel. And I see these photos you post of you and your mom, and I'm telling you, Steph, you will never, ever regret all the time and money and effort you expended to get over there and spend as much time with her as you can. You, guys, if you have older relatives in your life, please try to see them now that COVID's safer and give them love. You'll never be sorry for it. Please.
And for many of us, too, my mom is not ill. So it is not, she's 100 and has Alzheimer's. And so it's like the David Crosby's, Lisa Marie Presley. You just never know. You do not ever know when or where or what age. And so it's, anyway, you are my parental role model. I just loved your tweet because I didn't know this. You said my grandfather Leonard was a house painter from Brooklyn who had the distinction of painting the homes of both General Douglas MacArthur and Captain Kangaroo. Ha! That impressed me tremendously as a child, but it impresses me even more today.
It impresses
that is
me
a fascinating fugelsangian and fun fact, I must say.
Yeah, my grandfather. Look, my grandfather was an old, you know, he was a racist. My parents tried to explain it to me growing up. I loved him. I was holding his hand when he died. I knew he was a racist. And on his deathbed in the hospital, he agreed to have the last rites given to him by a Filipino priest. And I cannot tell you the joy I saw at age 14 in my father's face that my grandfather allowed a non-white priest to give him the last rites. Yeah. Like, my parents thought that was the greatest progress they'd ever seen. And this was in the 80s. And so I learned a lot from him. And Captain Kangaroo was trending. And I remembered that tidbit because I think one thing you and I share is a love of history and absurdity. And painting both Captain Kangaroo and General MacArthur's house is pretty hip.
All right. Love you, John Fugelsang. I'm wearing my Sexy Liberal Save Democracy Tour t-shirt because we saved democracy.
And
House, House Sparks is coming up next hour. And you can still watch the Sexy Liberal virtual tour, sexyliberal.com, or commemorate your saving democracy with us if you'd like.
It's such a great show. It's really, really a funny political show. I want to tell everybody tonight on my show, it's going to be an encore on SiriusXM Progress of our town hall with David Crosby and Cameron Crowe about the documentary on his life. Tomorrow night, if you're in the Hudson Valley, where I've hung out with you before, Steph, I'm performing at the Phillipstown Depot Theater in Garrison, New York. I'm going to do an hour, 20-minute set with no opening act, a lot of new stuff, working out the routine for 2023.
Yay.
So you can go to my website or my Twitter to get all the information on that. Thank you guys so much.
Yay. That's what you'll hear. That's what you'll hear when John Fugelsang finishes a bit.
And we're going to see you in studio next week.
Yes.
I'll be there next week in L.A.
Yay!
You get to meet Bonnie and Clyde.
Yay!
Right, love
thanks,
you,
John.
All thanks, right, guys. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by American Cruise Lines. Mm-hmm. Speaking of trips, man, I mean, come on. There's anywhere you ever thought, like, ooh, that would be fun. Ooh, I want to learn that. I want to see that. Bam. AmericanCruiseLines.com. Check it out.
Yeah.
Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something for everyone. How about the Mighty Mississippi River Tour? You want to do that one, Chris, because of Civil War history, Cajun cuisine
food
in New Orleans.
Food.
You have to lure him.
Barbecue.
The caveman.
Memphis
some
barbecue.
Some sort of meat.
Oh, my God.
Wait. You can roots of rock and roll and barbecue in Memphis. Or how about the Columbian Snake Rivers? Multnomah Falls, beautiful Mount St. Helens, Columbia River Gorge. Retrace the steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as their crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Believe me, this is so deeply warped, even I get it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door. Spend less time in the kitchen with new fast and fresh recipes like falafel power bowls or Southwest pork and bean burritos, each packed with flavor and ready in just 15 minutes. With over 35 weekly recipes and 70 seasonal and convenience items, there's always something new to try, and pre-portioned ingredients, step-by-step instructions make it easy to whip up a tasty meal right at home. This year, skip that extra trip to the market, cut back on takeout, and get HelloFresh delivered instead. At 25% cheaper than takeout, HelloFresh is the easiest, most delicious way to save. Start the new year off right with a great deal on America's number one meal kit. Sign up today for 22 free meals plus free shipping with the code Stephanie22 at HelloFresh.com/Stephanie22. That's code Stephanie22 at HelloFresh.com/Stephanie22.
Do you ever feel guilty about how much food waste you take out to the garbage? If the answer is yes, you may want to try Lomi. Lomi is an electronic composter that could make composting both easy and odor-free. Lomi is a countertop electric composter that turns scraps into dirt in under 4 hours with just the push of a button. There's no smell when it runs, and it's really quiet. The nutrient-rich dirt is functional in that it can be used for gardens or houseplants. This humanizes the product product to a practical level. If you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just make cleanup after dinner that much easier, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to Lomi.com/orbit and use the promo code ORBIT to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to Lomi.com/orbit and use promo code ORBIT at checkout. Food waste is gross. Let Lomi save you a cold trip out to the garbage can.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now there are vaccines, and they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most, like spreading the word without spreading concern, girls tripping instead of solo sipping, brunching instead of late night munching, and talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Snuggliness. Not just new puppy dogs, but cozier sheets.
Oh, yeah.
New puppy dogs in cozier sheets, in my cozier pajamas. It's so much cozy.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much snuggly. The softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Over 5,000 five-star reviews. Whoa. On their website. Cozy Earth, only luxury materials. You can feel it. The finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is a brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding comes in 6 new awesome colors. Check out not just the jammies that I love, but I have the long and the short sleeve. Mm-hmm. Long pants, short pants.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
And the new plush bath towels.
Mm-hmm.
Squee. Hurry, save 35% right now at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie at save 35%. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Marty in North Carolina real quick. Hey, Marty.
Hey. Great to talk to you. I was thinking about your mom, and it occurred to me just how incredible she really is, because by my calculations, she was 59 when she had you.
Yes, yes, indeed she was. Thank you for that, and thank you for servicing the big lie here at the Stephanie Miller Show. Hal Sparks next.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.